and all I can think about is peanut butter. Now I want to spread it on my nipples. Oh wait, shit, wisdom of one. It'll be fun. You've got nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. You've got a charisma of 20, but a wisdom of one.
I don't know why you guys wouldn't remember what happened last time. It's only been a year and a half since we even thought about any of this stuff.
Shut the fuck up. Has it really been that long?
I think it has been, yeah.
Yeah? Oh my god.
So what I did is I prepared a little thing to help kind of reintroduce. So don't worry about what you remember and all that kind of stuff. We're totally good there.
Look, memory, truth, facts, it's all negotiable.
Uh-huh, here we go.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Other than that, do you guys need anything before we jump in?
I need you to remind me what my toys are. I know I have a...
That's not important.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's the most important thing.
No, it's not.
No, I think I...
And you have dice and stuff?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yes. Hold on.
I do have dice.
Yes.
One thing I remember, aside from also having a class in wizard, and I picked the best two spells that you could possibly pick, which is comprehend languages and identify.
Sweet!
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna identify the shit out of stuff.
Yep.
Talk to flowers.
Yep. Well, it's definitely what Dagon would want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be useless.
And then, let's see. I have a cloak with a +2 stealth. And at least for the episode that I was listening, I have this invisible iron helmet.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I still have that.
No, that was a Book of Random thing, and that disappeared after an episode.
You know what?
These Book of Random things, they only last as long as I remember.
Yeah. Except for the fact that I'm pink.
Oh yeah.
Cool.
That lasted forever.
When something is that good, it'll last forever.
If it's funny, it'll last forever.
Yeah.
So I just realized I fucked up.
Ooh.
I don't actually have a pencil.
Go grab a pencil.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
I don't have a pencil.
I have two pencils and a pen, so...
I have plenty of pens because I know how to make a decision. Because I'm decisive.
No need for an eraser.
Jesus.
We will just start off. Scott, would you please roll a d20 and tell me what you have?
Yeah, all right. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Roll number one. 14.
14.
Is the d20.
Great. All right, so here we go. The room swims around you as you sluggishly come back into consciousness. You are dizzy and confused, and you notice strangely that you have no sense of smell.
He's got COVID!
Yeah.
You can hear a faint and steady clicking noise in the background,
hmm,
as well as a bubbling wash of unclear voices. You are strapped horizontally to some sort of chair, and you find that you're unable to move anything but your face. But you also feel an unnatural calm about this situation. You have the strong realization that struggling would be totally useless, but it would also be rude in some weird way that feels really important.
Oh yeah, and I don't want to be rude.
Dagon's all about decorum, he really is.
Yeah, resistance is futile and rude.
You try to remember how you got here, and you see an image of meeting friends. Hairy friends.
Friends? Lyraman, okay!
They were nice to you at first, but then they made you sad in some way that you can't quite remember.
Oh.
You do remember that you and Kaylee snuck onto a fancy boat.
Yeah.
Like common cowardly criminals.
What?
And then you heartlessly attacked and murdered a pair of selfless heroes.
Dagon, shame on you.
For no reason whatsoever.
That's terrible. Dagon, honestly, I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed.
I feel like this is a false memory already.
Your heart drops with shame at the very thought of it.
Oh,
it should be.
Then, mighty warriors of the great white god surrounded you to avenge their poor innocent brothers. You remember putting up some sort of pathetic display of defiance before they easily, completely, and righteously dominated you physically.
Wow, that sounds...
Like an adult might dominate a tantruming child. And then they dragged you, kicking and screaming, off to face justice. Even as you pathetically resisted, you knew deep in your heart that it was good and right that your reign of terror has ended and that you have been brought to justice once and for all.
I'm definitely relieved. I mean, Dagon's tantrums were really getting out of control, and I'm glad somebody has put a stop to this.
So you open your eyes and the room is lit by a single candle. You can see in the distant background that you're in a temple and that the windows have been painted over. So the room is almost completely dark. You see pews behind you that are almost empty there in the dark. There is a handful of villagers who seem to be there for the sole purpose of coughing nervously. Sitting at a table in front of you is a moderately dressed middle-aged man with spit-slicked hair, like literally spit-slicked. Dressed in what is clearly his old wedding clothes that are in desperate need of washing, he looks nervous and sweaty as he tugs at his incorrectly tied cravat. He laboriously takes notes with a giant quill, squinting at the paper in the almost pitch darkness. You see a woman in white. She's wearing a white cloak pulled up over white leathers, including a white silk mask that's covering all but her thick, darkened glass lenses over her eyes. She's leaning back in her seat, her legs up on the table, looking off to the side, by all indications bored in the extreme.
I remember her.
She is steadily tapping on a bowl with a small stick, but is otherwise not contributing to the conversation. And finally, you see a tall and very severe-looking male figure with a long grayed beard and cold gimlet eyes. And he stares deep in your soul. Now you are in a position where you can look around the room and speak. However, every time you speak, you're going to have to roll a charisma save.
Yeah.
Toast.
Because you don't feel normal.
All right, so...
So Dagon's mute.
There's a candle?
A candle, yes.
Where is the candle in relation to the doors / the people that are around?
The candle would say on the table in front of these three figures... Between you and the other figures. So you're sitting in a circle of light. The villagers in the hidden pews are behind you.
Yeah.
In almost pitch darkness. That's the only light you can see. Guttering candle.
I already have such a good idea.
Yeah, I do too.
Dagon, are we thinking the same thing?
Of course.
Okay, good.
So I think the first thing that I'm going to do is say like, well, hopefully say, man, you know, you guys celebrate the god of light and everything. That's so strange why you have to be in the dark all the time.
That's a good idea, but let's roll and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. So a charisma check. Great.
Charisma save. So just add your charisma modifier from the save.
You mean subtract?
Or subtract. Yeah.
Three.
It's going to be a very quiet episode.
Okay.
Good people of Oxbow, we are gathered here today once again to stand against the scourge of abominations that infest your land. For too long has your charming town been at the mercy of mixers and abominations. But fear not, your liberation is at hand. At the request of your fine mayor Paris here,
and he gestures at the sweaty groom who shifts awkwardly,
the Shining Brotherhood has arrived to provide order and balance once again. This wretch before us stands accused of the crime of either being an abomination or supporting the mixing of races in direct disobedience of the Great Sunfather. For it is said, whosoever lieth with a beast shall surely be put to death. Now the proof of this one being an abomination is written for all to see, written in lines of hate in his malformed flesh.
Nice.
There is no need for the committee to render judgment, for guilt is clear for all to see. The only hope for salvation is to return this pitiful creature to the holy embrace of the Dawnfather. But first, we shall see what knowledge might be gained from this tortured soul before he walks the path of light.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, he's definitely an abomination. Do you need a witness to testify to his abominhood?
So he looks at you and your mouth loosens up a little bit. But again, if you want to answer anything other than what you're being asked, you have to do the charisma save.
Okay. Before, I want to just like kind of gauge the room here. I have something in my mind.
It's a tough room.
Yeah. I have something that I want to do, but I don't want to necessarily pull the trigger on that until the right time. So
I think the phrase you want to use is, when do you pull the finger, not the trigger?
Yeah.
Well, that's tough because I honestly worried about scripting this too much and making it too rigid, but at the same time, easing us back into this and getting it where it needs to go a little bit is going to be somewhat necessary. So do whatever comes naturally.
Yeah.
I feel that they've put enough controls on everybody that it's going to be hard to do stuff,
okay,
at least in this section. So,
okay.
But we'll see.
Yeah. So
he looks at you with no compassion whatsoever, looks over at the woman in white who is ignoring him completely, and looks like he was checking with her, but she's not giving any indications.
What is the name of this pathetic wretch? That's you.
Oh, that's me?
So hold on. Before you know what level of kind of answering, roll the thing first, and then you can tailor your...
Hey! With the minus two, 17.
Okay, so now you can be sarcastic, but you kind of have to say your name.
Well, hi, everybody. Maybe we can be friends. My name's Dagan, and I'm somebody who just really loves everybody. Even you, even though I feel like you might have an opinion about me that's just misguided, you know? And one thing I really just am weirded out by is why you guys have to hide in the dark when your god is all about celebrating the light.
Who is responsible for spawning you, and where are they now?
Oh, you know,
Well, when one abomination really, really loves another abomination...
New role?
Yeah.
And then maybe there's a back rub and a glass of wine, and then the abominations get together.
Seven.
Now you have to just try to answer where you came from.
I don't know. I grew up in a monk box.
That's right. The monk box.
Monkity monk.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Describe which groups and organizations you've observed encouraging the existence of mixed beings in institutions of power and learning.
So with the subtraction, it's a zero?
Did you directly observe abominations abducting babies and children and using them in various Vecnarian rituals of a sexual nature to feed off of their life energies of the innocent and to use that pure energy to produce yet new abominations?
I don't know if he's...
Or did you just hear about that?
Yes! 17.
Oh my god, I didn't hear about any of that kind of shit. What kind of weird ass shit are you reading? People don't just like encourage any particular sexual partner relationship. I mean, for fuck's sake, I assumed that my parents were just like around and they got excited. I came out as a vector of love, is really what I was.
Please explain in your own words why the fine mayor of this town should take ownership of the lands and possessions of the Heffling household due to their interactions with abominations such as yourself, as well as numerous other unclean acts.
Wait, what?
He's like a Trump witness. He has no idea what's happening.
So that'll be a four.
Wait, what? What?
Please describe in your own words why you have decided to gift all of your wealth and possessions to the Shining Brotherhood to help continue on this righteous path.
12.
I didn't agree to anything. I mean, I'm happy to give things to people who are good in heart, but you're not. You guys are judgmental of people.
I feel like that was a 12.
There you go.
If you have anything further to add, do so now. Thank you. May the great Paylor guide your unclean soul to the land of light.
Oh, okay. All right.
And they drag you out of the room.
Feels about like what Dagan would do on the witness stand.
Now, as they're dragging me out of the room, am I incapacitated or can I do stuff?
You are fettered. You have some wiggle room between your chains, but what you are also wearing, which you haven't really investigated, is a second set of manacles. It has these little claws that are almost sticking into your skin, not injuring you, but they're pressing in, and you feel incredibly low energy and confused.
Okay.
But you don't have any butt cuffs.
I think I'm still going to hold the idea that I have for later, because mostly I want to hear what Skankra has to go through.
So you're dragged from the room.
We'll be right back.
Okay, Skankra, go ahead and roll a d20 and let me know what you get.
All right, here we go. Ooh, natural 20.
Holy shit.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Book of Random.
That's right.
And you better observe that Book of Random.
Yes.
Like a natural 20?
Natural 20.
Oh, shit.
First roll of coming back together and he's already lying about the roll.
Of course.
I don't even know if it helps me, though. I only lie when it serves me.
Okay, so this one's interesting. It may come up later. It says, the caster reacts violently to anyone who asks his name. So, I don't know what that is, but Skankra, here we go. The room swims around you as you sluggishly come back to consciousness. You are dizzy and confused, and notice strangely that you have no sense of smell. You can hear a faint and steady clicking noise in the background, and the distant wash of mumbling voices. You are strapped horizontally to some sort of chair, and find that you are unable to move anything but your face. But you also feel unnaturally calm about the situation, and you have a strong feeling that struggling would be totally useless.
For them.
For them, right. But also undignified in some weird way that feels important to you. Mm. You try to remember how you got here. You see an image of meeting strange, inferior, foolish creatures that did not have much that you wanted to take from them.
That's true.
Then they surprised you somehow, and you vaguely know that they are the reason that you are in this predicament.
Ugh, bastards.
You remember sneaking into town under the cover of banging on a bell for attention. Where you were brought before the great Matea Hopkins. Foolishly, you thought you would deceive her, as you had done so often in the past with others. But one by one, your false arguments and paper-thin rationales were effortlessly shot down by this superior intellect, this ancient wisdom, this paragon of virtue. Finally, humbled by one exceptional argument after another, your ego in shreds, drowning in the realization of your pathetic, ineffective triviality. Tears streaming down your face, you beg to be taken before this tribunal to pay for your many, many crimes.
Yes. Oh, hold on. I gotta stretch.
All right, so the same exact setup as described with Scott. Three people at a table, nervous folks sitting in pews behind you. Not very many. It looks very sparse. So you do not need to roll charisma saving throws in order to answer the way you wish. You do feel the influence of something in your mind. You feel very weak and tired and sick, mm-hmm. just naturally. Mm-hmm. You may not recall, but you were quite ill. But you have control over your own mouth, which is bad for all of us.
Of course I do. Of course I do, because the magical spell tried to force you to tell the truth. I tell nothing but the truth, so the spell is of no use to me.
Is this broken? Something's not right, but what is the name of this pathetic wretch?
I don't know what pathetic. I don't see any pathetic wretches. Don't say mean things to the lawyer there, the little spit grease wedding dude. That's rude.
Who is responsible for spawning you, and where are they now?
Ah, the great, majestic, powerful Skankra. And obviously some goddess, I'm assuming. I don't really know. And where is the great Skankra? Well, the great Skankra is in all of our hearts. So if you search yourself deeply, you might find just a spark of the great Skankra, my father. Yes.
Why isn't this working? Describe which groups and organizations that you have observed encouraging the existence of mixed beings in institutions of power and learning.
Oh my God. Have you met this guy named Dagon? Abomination beyond all abomination. The layers of abysmal things that go in, go out of him. Basically, he's been spreading abominations across all of the whatever the poor floor world that we're in right now. And who is he encouraging? Literally everyone and everything, inanimate objects, animals, people, half people, half animal. He's out there encouraging them. He's loving them. He's trying to mate with things, with the translators. He's fallen in love 72 different times. He's rubbing his junk all over the entire world. I mean, honestly, the amount of abominations I've seen would blind you.
This is way more interesting than we're used to these conversations going.
Well, of course. I'm Skankra.
Did you directly observe abominations abducting babies and children and using them in various Vecnarian rituals of a sexual nature to feed off their life energies of the innocent and use that pure energy to produce yet new abominations, or did you just hear about it?
Wait, tell me more about this pure energy stuff and how can I get some?
Please explain, in your own words, why the fine mayor of this town should take ownership of the lands and possessions of the Heffling household due to their interactions with abominations such as yourself, as well as numerous other unclean acts.
Yeah, no, I don't care.
Please describe in your own words why you have decided to gift all of your wealth and possessions to the Shining Brotherhood to help us continue along the righteous path.
Well, you know, it's tough to say, because my wealth, the wealth that I possess, it's right here. It's right here in my mind. It's not something that I can give you, but I give it to the entire universe, because I am the leader of the Skankrasian Order, and I spread my wealth of knowledge and benevolence across the entire universe. So, in a way, you're welcome.
Oh my god! In a way.
If you have anything further to add, please do not do so now.
I'd like to begin my opening statement.
God.
Drag him from the room, quickly!
I just feel like we would all benefit.
May the great Paylor guide your unclean soul to the land of light.
Objection! Objection, Your Honor!
You're dragged from the room?
I believe it is my right to confront my accuser.
No.
If you're sent to hell by an aerial spell, it's a gamble for your life. If you're facing death by a dragon breath, it's a gamble.
It's 1988. Do you know where your children are? Sneaking out of detention again. Playing that evil new game, Dungeons & Dragons, that your friends on the PTA warned you about. Arguing amongst themselves. Battling monsters and the other children at school. Guiding a herd of goats into a swimming pool. And arguing amongst themselves. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts. Dungeon Calling.
Who buys a possum?
That's what I was asking you.
Dungeon Calling.
Check out Roll for Stupid, a not-so-serious D&D podcast, which sees a bunch of Aussie mates with varying levels of charisma attempt to play some Dungeons & Dragons. Here's a little taste of the highs and lows, laughter and cringeworthy moments that make for an unforgettable adventure. And if you like what you hear, search for Roll for Stupid wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Why don't you want to stay in the back right now?
It's giving me real bomb vibes.
Snail races.
Snail racing.
Yeah, snail races.
Snails. I'd like to go see the garden.
Yeah. There you go. Kill them all!
Yes. I'm like, yeah.
If you hit the ground in a single round, it's a gamble for your life.
Two of these shiny, super shiny soldiers, that's hard to say, shiny soldiers, drag you from the room, throw you into a metallic grid pattern holding cell that contains one pink dwarf, Kaylee and Runnis, and two owl humanoid creatures.
Mm.
Oh, Skankra, did they hurt you?
Can we go back? I was enjoying that.
did you get hit in the head really hard?
I mean, I will enjoy a captive audience, whether I am captive or they're captive.
Yeah, no fucking shit.
As long as somebody's tied up, you're happy.
Yeah, as long as they're listening, which is my gift to them. You know, they asked me about my benevolence. I had so much to say, but it was too much for them. I understand.
Dagon was very dizzy when he got back. He's only just now recovered, so now he can stand and act and speak normally. Dagon, are you doing okay? Did they hurt you?
Gosh, you know, I don't know. I feel like they were doing something to my brain, but
how could you tell?
Because it kind of felt a lot like when I have to listen to you for too long. Like my brain just starts fuzzing out and I don't know what to say because dumb words have been jammed against my skull for too long.
I think as a monk, you'll understand this. Doing something to your brain is like reaching your hand into a jar of sand. And you rearrange the sand, and at the end, it's still just sand. It doesn't really accomplish anything. So you've just wasted your time.
Oh, man. So, do I still have the thorny manacle on my hand?
Yes. So everybody in the room have these thorn manacles on. Skankeron, Dagon, you still have that original set of gauntlets that you guys have had this entire adventure that occasionally forget to beep and shock you when they're supposed to.
Yeah.
And you have whatever rings were on your hand.
Yes.
Those are still there.
Could you remind us what our rings are?
No, it's not going to be important for very long. But you have done a little bit of experimenting with trying to use power or magic, and it's been shut down completely. Every time you've tried to summon the energy to do like the ring of ice, the energy, you feel it start to build up, but then it gets sucked out of the room immediately. Like being in a room with a socially awkward person.
So do I have any of my other possessions, including my knife?
The knife that cuts everything?
Yeah.
No, all of those have been taken away. And
so they did a full cavity search then, huh?
I was just thinking, you spend most of your time virtually nude anyway, so they didn't have too many different locations to search. They were pretty motivated there.
So I have my rings.
Yes.
All right, I would like to swallow them.
Okay. Sure, you can do that. There aren't any sharp things. We don't have to roll for it. It's a little bit of a gross process. Because you're so weak and thin, your fingers have gotten thinner than they were before, so the rings have been sort of sliding off anyway.
Oh my god, I'm so snatched.
That's right.
Okay. Interesting.
Can I tell if they still work internally or work better?
How about an arcana roll?
All right. Let's see. What is my arcana? Ooh, all right. 19.
No, you don't feel like you're going to be able to control them. You might be able to activate them, but the intent and the guidance that is inherent in the hands does not exist in the lower intestine. So it's going to be a little more difficult to control, but it's technically possible you might be able to make something happen.
Okay, before I make something else happen and get them back.
Yeah. Runa says,
I tried to speak wisdom to them, but they seemed like they weren't listening. I told them, he who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike in abomination to the Dawn Father. But they didn't seem to be listening.
That's actually kind of a good point, yeah.
Runnus, I think your mic went out for a second.
I've been trying to pick the lock, but I don't really have any sort of thing that I can do it with. But I've been trying to find ways out of here, loosening bolts that are holding the bars together. But I haven't had any luck at all.
Wait a minute. We've got these owly folks here, right? Give Kaylee one of your big feathers. You can pick the lock with that.
Ooh. They just asked you to rip out your own feather, but you give her one of your teeth.
Yeah, gosh, Skankeron, that's fucking brutal.
Do you want to escape the cage and getting vaporized? Or do you want to have a beautiful plume in your coffin?
No, they'll punish us if they catch us disobeying their rules. They said that we weren't allowed to speak or...
All right, so Skankeron walks up to them. He puts one hand up high and snaps. Use the other hand and just yanks out one of the feathers and gives it to Kaylee.
Okay. No! Dagon wants to intervene!
Too late!
So first of all, Skankeron, please roll a constitution save.
Okay. Ooh, 17!
So you get up shakily to your feet. There's a little bit of a buzzing in the back of your ears, and you see two of everything for a second or two, and then it all stabilizes. So you're able to lurch clumsily over to this poor couple. Then go ahead and roll initiative, because Dagon is wise enough to get on your...
Awesome. Natural one.
Oh,
24.
24, okay. So, Dagon, you see Skankra get to his feet and move over there, and you know Skankra, he doesn't move very often for any purpose.
Yeah.
So if he's getting up and doing something, then something's happening, so you've gotten yourself ready. What do you want to do? You can hold your action, or you can act.
I'm just going to be like, Skankra, sit down, and then just push him over.
What happens with my Book of Random?
No.
I rolled a natural one.
No, you don't get a well, do you?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you do. All right, all right.
Criticals.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. And they forgot to ask your name. Or you avoided your name.
Yeah, you avoided being asked. Yeah.
Well, they asked what the name of the abomination was. They weren't talking about me.
Ha! Mm-hmm. We're not going to do that one because that's inevitable.
You have to fight an abomination for no reason.
You spontaneously combust.
No, it was target will betray himself at the most inopportune time. That's this whole show.
That's true.
That's too subtle. Caster is suddenly unsure that they really want to be a magic user. All right, then. Let's see. So you step forward. Dagon, did you step forward into Skankra's personal space? I mean, you guys are in a prison box, so there's not a whole lot of space.
Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I stepped in front of him.
And pushed him.
And pushed him down.
Okay. So both Dagon and Skankra roll a dexterity save.
Yes.
9.
Okay.
14.
Okay. Dagon, you're going to take half damage.
Damn.
Skankra realizes that he indeed rolled a 1. And a chill feel aches through his body.
I'm always chill, baby.
But it's even worse than usual. Your teeth are chattering. Your lack of hair is standing up on your shoulders and head. And as Dagon pushes you backwards, you fall on the ground and spikes of ice come shooting out of your body. Dagon, you jump out of the way. You only take half damage, so you'll take 6 points of damage.
Ouch!
Of ice shards that have come flying out of Skankra's body. Skankra, you take 13 points of damage.
Okay.
Ice cutting damage, and you're lying on the ground on your back.
Did I kill any of the owl people? Or at least knock some feathers off? I had to have knocked some feathers off.
Okay, so you land, the ice spikes go flying. Kaylee and Runnus duck and put their hands up defensively. Oh, God.
Oh, no. Luckily, I'm super fast. I can cartwheel out of the way, and I'll just be super quiet so that the ice won't actually hear me.
Any chance you're good at stealth?
But one of these owl creatures panics and flies into the air in the opposite direction and goes wham into the bars at full speed. And goes crumpling down onto the ground with a pile of feathers flying in the air. So there's at least 2 large tail feathers along with many other the small
as usual. Dagon makes it have to happen the hard way, but as usual, Skankra gets it done.
Hey, you know, I did it in a way that's clear of my conscience.
Yes, so everybody involved is hurt more, but your conscience is clean. I believe that's what the Nazis said.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay, so now you have a feather.
So, Kaylee.
Yes.
You now have a tail feathers, multiple tail feathers to pick these locks. By all means, unlock me.
Are you wanting me to try to pick the door? Because that's what I was thinking, like just pure escape.
Why don't we start with allowing us all to do magic, and then we can worry about the door.
Okay.
Dagon, are you and Skankra fighting over who is going to have it attempted on them first? Or
actually...
Oh, Dagon is going to clear his conscience by using the ill-gotten gains to save himself? If Dagon truly had integrity, he would reject being rescued. He would stay in the cage with his manacles on because that's how you have integrity, Dagon.
Yeah, no, none of that makes any fucking sense at all, but I will grant you... That, first of all, Dagon scoops up as many of the feathers as possible and hands it to the owl and be like, sorry. But then, actually, I wanted to try something else. Dagon's just going to sit down and start meditating.
Okay.
And the purpose of this is to try to get a sense from some of the other skills that he's acquired to figure out whether this is magical or whether this is more meditation based.
Of what is magical? The limitations that it's putting on you?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
To like feel out the limits of what this manacle is preventing me from doing.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Like I can see you relaxing and focusing and then experimenting with little bits of energy to see whether this or that or that.
Probe for weakness.
Yeah.
Or you can do what Skankra said and just take it off.
So go ahead and do a wisdom save with advantage.
Okay.
Kaylee takes the feather and is going to work on Skankra's thorn manacles. But the nub of these feathers are pretty thick, and the actual hole, the keyhole, is rather small. So she's split it with her teeth a little bit and is trying to get a smaller piece. But, you know, this isn't a lockpick set. This is haphazard. So,
all right, owl thingy, give me some medium feathers. Don't make me do it the hard way.
No, it's just the limitation of a natural resource rather than a device that's made for it specifically. So,
I mean, maybe bones would work.
She's going to have disadvantage, but she manipulates it, and this takes a long time. So she's able to move it, a tiny click inside. She pushes it a little deeper, and that click backs off, and it's a very dramatic moment of almost did it. No, we didn't. Yes, we did. And she's able to click, click, click. It loosens, but it does not truly release your hand. However, you feel a little surge of magical energy. That combined with the devices in your stomach make you feel like you could actually use this as a secondary focus that would allow you to project energy, but it's not going to be any way that you've ever practiced before. It's not something you're familiar with. It's going to be very awkward, unusual, and probably painful.
Okay.
Fun.
So I will have this ability to sort of use moving forward?
Yeah, until someone snaps the manacles on your wrist.
Okay. It's not like while she has the thingy in the thing. Okay.
It has loosened, but the feather's ruined. There's not anything else that she's going to be able to do with it.
It is at this moment I remember I'm actually wearing a feathered cloak.
That's right. But they took it off so they could strap you into the chair properly. So,
Yeah.
Besides, it's more fun when they're still warm and has been derived by pain.
I mean, just a little bit of blood on the end, yeah.
Dagon, what did you get?
So I ended up rolling a 15.
All right. So it is definitely highly effective at eliminating magical energy, magical potential. And as a monk, you've been focusing and converting your discipline into magical energy.
My key, yeah.
And so even though it's a different style of magic, it would still prevent you from doing that. You can still punch and kick. You would just be doing 3 points of damage plus your strength modifier every time.
So what if it's like not a violent act, but let's say, I don't know. I've been trying to be evasive and get the answer without actually telling you what my plan is.
Without giving it away. I hear you.
We all know. We all know it's going to squeak out.
No. Because that one is like straight monk magic, right? The punch of fart.
Yeah. The fist of broken fury.
Fist of broken wind.
That will squeak out.
And then gong show, which is also a fun one. No, those are like straight magic.
Yeah.
But like, I guess I'll just have to ask you.
A violent expression, an explosion, it very easily clamps those things down. You feel that if you were to very gradually, self-disciplinedly...
Just lean a little bit to the side.
Yeah, that's right.
Let it go real gradual.
If you were to let the fart box slowly grow in the room, rather than a single event that everyone would notice, you might actually be able to get some momentum there, but it's going to be difficult to do.
Okay. Interesting. And so there's just one box or there are many boxes?
So it's outside. It's nighttime, although you can see the lightning of the sun rising in the morning, and you can see some villagers in one box, and then there are some other raccoon-y type people, humanoid, and then in the one directly across, you can see Lyra Minoke and Lyra Vro, and three of their warrior class people, and they're all curled up in a spiral of cuddling and sleeping.
I want to go snuggle with them!
Aside from the sun coming up, Is there like any guards that have torches and stuff?
Oh yeah, sorry. I didn't even, why would that be important? Guards. Yes, there are guards essentially just standing in a circle looking in on everybody with torches. Six guards that you can see.
Okay, any of the guards look like they have the keys on them?
You've seen them when they locked you in, the guard had a key on their belt. They're not like walking around spinning it on a finger as they get perilously close to the side. But,
yeah.
But yes, you have seen evidence that they can open the doors.
Okay, so I pick whatever guard is farthest away from the rest of them that has a torch.
Okay.
And I will very slowly meditate and attempt to step through the light.
Ooh.
Now, the way that works, unless I'm horribly mistaken, which is possible, is you need to have one light that you go into and the other light that you come out of.
Oh.
You can't just go from darkness and teleport into light.
So I need a light in here.
Yeah, like if he was close to you, you could go into his light and then out somewhere else, but...
So we need to make a light.
Need to make light, yeah.
Okay, you guys. We gotta make a light in here somehow. Like a small fire. What can we do?
Did they take away our torches and lights?
Yeah.
It's not weapons.
Yeah, but a torch with a pitch on it could easily be a club. And I assume they're not in favor of people setting fires.
Skankra, don't you have like a conjure light or something? Like color spray, but like something more stable?
Oh, well, sure. I could hit Firebolt and set one of the owls on fire.
Oh my God.
Who?
Just make a little fucking flame on one of the feathers that's on the ground already.
I mean, but like, it'd be a bigger light if we did the owls.
No. The bigger light would draw their attention, you asshole.
But they'd be delicious.
Do you want this to work or do you want us to get in trouble?
I want it to be funny.
I mean, we have a string. Maybe we could try a bow and dowel to start a fire that way, maybe?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Let's try to start, like, a teeny tiny little fire and make sure that it's hidden from all the other guards.
Well, here's a question. Will a light that's an illusion work? Does an illusion of a light kind of work?
We've never tried it before.
Okay.
Well, I say let's start trying to make a little tiny fire and, like, shield it from everybody else. And then maybe we'll try the illusion as a backup, yeah?
Okay.
Sure, I'm just gonna sit here and think about eating owls.
Is anybody particularly good at wilderness survival?
Oh, yeah.
We've been living in the woods together for a long time, but I've never noticed how good or bad any of you are at this.
I mean...
I'm really good at delegating wilderness things.
I'm good at an herbalism kit. I'm gonna try to make a fire. A tiny little fire.
Servant, make me a fire.
Hey, you know, not for nothing, I'm a +3 nature.
Not bad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't use it. I don't choose to, but...
That's knowing about nature. It's funny that nature and survival are two different things. So you can know all about nature and it'll still kill you, like, immediately. But you knew all about it.
Yeah. Knowledge will kill you.
I know what's killing me!
Knowledge will kill you, children. Don't learn anything.
All right. Well, I'm gonna try to make a fire.
Okay.
Like a teeny tiny little flame.
Okay.
And I'm gonna like shield it with my body so that nobody can see it.
Okay. So go ahead and roll survival.
All right, here we go. Ooh. Okay. 18.
Great. You're able to create a friction point and it does spark up to a very faint red ember. Kaylee blows on it gently and adds some dried straw to it or something like that and it gets a very tiny fire going.
Okay.
So now we have to do a wisdom save.
Yeah.
But do it with disadvantage given the situation and your manacles.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
1, 2, 3, relax. 1, 2, 3, focus.
Yeah, right. My understanding about this is I go through, but nothing else goes through, like my possessions or anything like that.
Right, yeah.
So I'll be a naked, but manacle free.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
In theory.
Okay, here I go. This man. Come on. Fuck!
What'd you get?
A 3 and a 4.
Oh.
Jesus.
So you focus, you try to calm your inner spirit, but by the time you finally get into the relaxed position, the fire itself has died out and has got away.
Motherfucker! Shit!
And the sun has now peaked up over the horizon, and the sky is now filling up with color and light, and you can see movement, villagers gathering in the area, more soldiers, and in the light, you can see this tall pillar behind the four metal cages. It looks like it's this tall pillar made out of clear crystal. And in front of it is a very tall wooden structure. Hovering from it is a shape, a very large circular shape draped in cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's kind of pointed at this crystal thing.
Nice.
Yeah. I feel like an ant or something.
Yeah. All right, I've got my action.
Okay.
I'm going to try to cast invisibility.
Ooh, okay. Let's do a constitution save with disadvantage.
I don't like that option.
And meanwhile, I'm going to look for something shiny.
Shiny, okay.
Ooh, okay. I got a natural 20, but I have to throw it out.
Yep.
And a 15.
That's not bad. Any pluses or minuses?
14 plus 1 is the constitution. So 15 is the total. Yeah.
Great. So here's the compromise that I will offer.
Boo! Compromise! Boo!
If you hold your breath, in 2 or 3 seconds, you will fade to invisibility for only as long as you can hold your breath.
Okay.
You stole the diamond from my concubine of a wizard who could read your mind. You've got nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. You stole the gold from the dwarven graves, then got yourself lost in the caves. You